worth of information regarding me, my life, what kind of person I am, my character, my integrity, what I hope to achieve, what I want to do, why I want to do it. And I sent it off, and it came back to me a couple of weeks later saying, well done, you've passed the application stage, well done, we're now going to invite you to an interview. So my interview came, and they said that I had to do a couple of presentations about, you know, certain issues that were happening in the Derby area. So I did my two presentations, and then they asked me various questions about things, how I would deal with this, how I would deal with that. And
so when did this fall down? It all sounds so positive so far. When did it actually fall down?
It actually all fell apart when they sent the next set of forms in relation to vetting. And again, I made it clear to them, I did everything as honestly and genuinely as I could. I didn't hide anything, not that I was aware of. I sent the vetting forms back off, and they said, oh, we're going to do the reference checks. Reference checks seem to be fine. I mean, that's what they told me. That's what I was led to believe from the HR. It was just the vetting. And then the other day, what was it? I don't know, a few days back, I suddenly received this letter in the post saying, you know what, we've had to terminate your application because of your connection to a third party. A third party. I mean, I probably don't even associate myself with this third party. I can speculate and say, oh, it could be this family member, that family member. It could be a friend of this family member. But you know what? I don't know. They're not going to tell me. They've made it quite clear. And I just think it's incredibly frustrating how they've conducted themselves in this process, and how, when I've tried to get information from them or even talk to them, they just fob me off. A number of times I even emailed them to clarify with the HR about a particular question on the form. I didn't even get a reply. And the vetting officer who I had to make my appeal to, I sent a letter saying, I'm deeply disappointed. You know, I did everything as genuinely and honestly as I could. If there's anything I left out, it was because how am I supposed to disclose something that I'm not aware of?
Well, we've spoken to Derbyshire Police. They say the application process is completed in stages, one of which is vetting, where the candidate has to prove personal details to enable us to conduct background checks on each applicant and their family. Whilst conducting these checks, information was revealed that prevented us from continuing Mr. Dinser's application. The decision was made in line with the ACPO National Vetting Policy. The purpose of the vetting policy is to ensure that risks to both Derbyshire Constabulary and the community are kept to a minimum. Unfortunately, we are not able to provide any further details on this particular case. Do you understand that police have to carry out stringent tests on all candidates?
That's fair enough, and I totally accept that. That's what they said. But what I don't accept is the way that I've been treated, and the way other people have no doubt been treated, and how insensitively they've done it. I mean, I've gone through stuff in my life, and